Welcome back to another edition of Living Out Loud. I'm Barbara Venezia, and I'm here with my co-host, Renee Horsch.
Hey, hey, hey.
And Dr. Jorge Rodriguez.
Hola.
Hola.
¿Cómo está?
So you are just Taco. Changing every time
Burrito.
we tune in.
Changing? What do you mean?
Well, you're greeting every time we kind of log into the show.
I'm trying to find my signature greeting.
We're mixing it up. We're getting crazy. Yeah.
Okay. Well, if that's how you...
Which
you
one
know.
Do you prefer?
I don't know. I'm just glad you're here.
That's what
here.
I'm going to do. I'm going to say, Lucy, you got some explaining to do.
You got explaining.
Barbara, you got some explaining to do.
So, on our last podcast, we were talking about going to yoga boot camp and, you know, on the fact that I'm turning 60. And
60 is the new 50. Yeah.
The new 40. Hello.
The new 40. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
That's not what they all say. That's what the 60-year-olds say.
That's what the 60-year-olds say. Absolutely.
We all roll it back 10, right? Yeah.
Look, I was going to say, you know, it's a bunch of bullshit, pardon me, but it's as long as you feel good, no, it's more than that. Obviously, we all need to be healthy.
Well, you got to be healthy, but you got to look good.
No,
right?
Yes, it is. Yeah. It is such a very, you know, youth-centered culture.
You know, now that I'm turning 60 in June, I'm thinking more and more about my health. I mean, I'm a healthy person, so but I'm reading about heart attacks a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And
is it more on women that have heart attacks than men?
No. Well, depends on the age. And I don't want to disturb you, but heart attacks is the number one killer of people in the United States. Heart disease is the number one killer.
Number one.
Yep. So what were you going to say?
Because, you know, I was reading this thing online, which I should stay off WebMD, but it was saying,
why? You know what? It took me 15 years to become a doctor back then. Nowadays, you know, it takes
everybody's
like
a doctor, right?
An hour.
Yeah.
Why did I go to med school?
Let me just go online.
Well,
yeah.
Take me 1 hour.
I read that stuff on WebMD,
I get a lot of,
you know, because I'm a journalist for the Daily Pilot in Newport Beach, I get a lot of, plug my paper, I get a lot of press releases of all sorts of things for people to write about. And so lately I've been getting a lot of health and fitness press releases. And one press release was talking about how heart attacks, the larger your belly fat is, the more risk you have.
Yes.
Is that true?
That is. That's been shown that if you have a larger belly, you're at a higher risk. If your fat deposits in your belly, for whatever reason, you're at a higher risk than if your fat deposits around your hips.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
So now do more women have heart attacks than men?
No.
Is there a proportion there?
Eventually, after women go through menopause, it equals out at around 50-50. Up to menopause, the age of menopause, the average is 52. Men have a lot more heart attacks than women. Really, and it's almost – I think of it as almost as if nature were saying, you know, while you're still making eggs, you're useful. Now that you've lost your eggs, bye-bye.
Like, see you later. You know, time to get out.
I just got the finger from the booth.
Yeah.
That's just my estrogen. Estrogen does protect women. You know, they have lower cholesterol.
Okay.
You know, but if a woman smokes, then all the risks are the same.
Well, but I know that once you finish menopause, your cholesterol level goes up.
Right.
So that's a natural thing.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
But as you get older, shouldn't you have a little bit of fat? I mean, because isn't that a good thing?
No.
Like, no? Absolutely
no.
not?
No.
Really?
No, that's not. Listen, if you look at cultures that don't have the same input that we get,
right.
You know, from food and
eating. I'm not
talking
about super big. I'm just saying a little bit of fat.
Most cultures, if people are not affected by all these external stimulations to eat,
right.
Mm-hmm. Most people, as they get older, naturally eat less.
This is true.
And their weight stays the same. That's
really?
Yes, everything being equal. Not in this country.
Well, because we're gluttonous pigs in this country, right?
Yeah.
They're just chowing down all day long. Yeah.
It's the, you know, you're right. Yeah. It's the
drive-through.
The 5 o'clock special at the soup plantation.
Well, but you know what? I'm watching television at night and I'm really not hungry, but I'm watching the commercials.
And you eat.
And I'm like, oh, I want something crunchy.
Yep.
Yeah.
I just want something crunchy and salty. What is that about?
I don't know what that's about. You're asking me?
Well, you're the doctor. Is that a normal thing?
No, I think it has a lot to do with boredom. I think it has a lot to do with learned responses and you know what we're doing. You got to remember, like in most places, you know, where people are much more physical, by the end of the day, they're exhausted and they go to bed. Right here, we don't go to bed.
We go out dancing. Yeah,
we go. The less sleep, the less sleep you get. I don't know.
I haven't been out dancing in years.
He dances. He's dancing now.
Yeah. My feet are moving. I'm jamming. Yeah.
He's dancing with himself. He's doing a lot of stuff with himself right here. So, it's as addicting as marijuana. Remember, I told you that.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So, this show's out of control. I love it. So, if you get less sleep, your body doesn't make a protein, all right? And you end up becoming hungrier.
But as you get older, don't you need less sleep?
You do need less sleep. So I know that doesn't make any sense. But the point is, as of a certain age, if you don't get enough sleep, you're more likely to be overweight. I don't know why there is a craving. I have the craving all the time. 9 o'clock to 10 o'clock is the most dangerous
at night
time for me. Yes.
Oh, then just eat celery because, you know, you get the crunch.
Good point.
And there's very low cal in it. I mean,
that's
like,
a good point.
Like, and it takes your stomach a long time to digest it, I think. That's what I heard. I heard that's what,
Yeah, because there's a lot of fiber in there. No, so that's a good point.
Seriously.
That's why you're slim.
Well,
I go straight for, like, I don't know, the
cookies,
Triscuits. Yeah. And you know what? It only takes 10 minutes to make, like, some macaroni and cheese in a box.
You eat that? Really?
Really?
That? Really?
Do you know even I won't eat that? And
really?
I will pretty much
that
eat
is
any
like
kind
so
of crap.
Bad.
Have you seen who I live with? Everything is in a box. It's like from Texas.
Way. You're a doctor. You should know. You don't do that.
You know
right?
what? That's
really?
Funny. Yes. Doctors are doctors, but doctors were people before they were doctors.
No,
so
we've
okay,
all
so that's with, very...
But then you have you knowledge. Know? You have all that smarts that you're like, okay, that's not good for you.
You
right?
have knowledge, too, and you do a lot of things. You do some things, I bet you, that are not that good for you.
Yeah. Okay, my weakness. Okay, my
all
weakness
right.
is
point
like,
well taken.
What's a weakness?
I love nacho cheese Doritos. Those are amazing.
Oh my god!
But I don't eat them often. But I mean, every now and then, like I'll break.
You're
down.
That natural. Yeah. I get it. Preservatives are like really bad for you and all that stuff. But you know,
no. But I mean, like I don't eat that. I know, honestly, I don't eat that because I know how bad it is. But every now and then, I'm like, okay, I'll die. That's like, oh, that's like.
Okay, so my
like
husband Stan brought home these little ice cream things. They were called Skinny Cow, and it's a little chocolate covered chocolate, almost a cookie like ice cream in the interior. And so he brought him home and he goes, hey, it's only Skinny Cow. Taste this. And I tasted it and it was amazing.
How
was
many
like,
did you eat?
Chocolate,
yeah,
did
you eat the whole box?
Chocolate.
How many did you eat?
No, I only ate one.
At a time.
At a time, right. No, I only ate one. I ate one each night for the last couple of nights, right, while I'm watching television. And by the second night, the next morning, I had this funny, funny taste in my mouth. My stomach was kind of strange. And by the second time I ate one, I get this terrible headache from it. And then I looked at the box, and there was nothing I could pronounce that this was made of.
See?
And I just think it was way too much chemicals for me.
I think, listen, remember my book, The Acid Reflux Solution?
Yes.
All right, great book. We tried to find what foods caused heartburn. There aren't any foods, but it's preservatives and all the nitrates in food and in processed foods that really cause a lot of damage.
You know what? I never had heartburn until recently, and I was drinking a lot of those ice drinks. Which are carbonated juice things.
Oh, yeah.
And
you
I was
have
drinking
those at
like three and four of them a day.
Yeah. No.
And when I stopped drinking them, it went away.
Yes, carbonation leads to heartburn, to reflux. Things just
and
come
doesn't it also expand your stomach and like make it bigger so you can put more food in it?
It opens your esophageal sphincter.
Yeah. See?
That say that.
Esophageal sphincter?
No, just say sphincter.
Sphincter.
Okay,
sphincter.
Good girl. Next.
Sphincter. So the whole heart attack thing. So basically. Yeah.
It's all about food.
Oh, we're back. We're talking about heart attacks.
As you get older, you need to eat less.
Exercise
right?
Well, more.
Okay. As we get old, not even as we get older, because you need to look at this as when you're younger, because the damage happens while you're younger, and then you get the symptoms of it, the heart attack, when you're older.
Oh.
All right?
Okay.
So. Think of it this way. Your heart is like a lawn.
Uh-huh.
All right? Just because the lawn looks green, it means that the sprinklers are working today, and the sprinklers are the blood that your heart is getting.
Okay.
The pipes can be all clogged up. All right? So if you're going to wait for the sprinklers not to work, then it's too late. So, yes, all those things are good, but as a younger person, you need to make sure that your blood pressure is under control and that your cholesterol is under control.
So what is considered high cholesterol?
Okay. there are two main types of cholesterol we're going to talk about. One is the total cholesterol, mm-hmm. and then the LDL, the lousy cholesterol. Wake up, wake up. All right, LDL, L for lousy.
Can't we talk about Botox?
We will, because if you're alive longer, you will need more Botox. All right, so your cholesterol is the fat in your blood. It should be under 200, and the bad one should be under 100.
So if you're at 200, are you
– It's okay. I mean, it's okay. Are you at 200?
Yeah, I am.
What am I? You did mine last time.
I'm not even – okay.
I don't remember.
No, he doesn't remember.
No, you're supposed to remember to know these that things. Stuff.
I don't remember. I don't remember you from yesterday. Jesus Christ!
Come on. You're the one who's supposed to know all
you?
These. I'm supposed to dial you in.
No,
right?
Listen. Trust me. If you're not on any treatment, it was fine.
Oh, yeah.
Look at him. He's super healthy.
Yeah. He goes to the gym twice a day.
But I think your point is really well taken.
Once a day.
That you need to once a day. That you need to. Cut out as much processed food as possible,
right,
from your diet. Yeah.
So cholesterol is an important factor.
And blood pressure.
Does it help to eat like gluten free? And does that really affect?
Oh my God!
Anything? Because you know
that
I'm
is
going
so
to
much
this,
crap.
I'm
it really is. That's
retreat.
Like the new. Let me ask you something. Nowadays, you don't hear about chronic fatigue, right? Hardly. So what happened to the chronic fatigue people? Did they suddenly get gluten allergies? It's the rage. We've gone from this disease to this disease, and now everybody's gluten
it's
intolerant.
Like it's like fashion.
Oh, it's crap. It's bullshit. You know, if you really have a gluten allergy, you have something called celiac disease, you know, which is really serious. You bleed through your intestines. It's really bad. Do I think that maybe we're consuming too much sugar and carbohydrates?
Right.
Yeah. But gluten is a protein. It's in everything.
So is it better to be vegetarian or – are vegetarians healthier
that's
than just
great,
normal people?
You know, that's a great question.
Because
every vegetarian
look
I know
– looks horrible.
They
looks
look
horrible.
Gray, right?
Right.
Yeah,
exactly.
They look really bad.
Yeah. You would think they'd be a little green.
I'm like, eat a cheeseburger. Come on, right?
Listen, the way I look at it, everything in moderation, including moderation –
okay.
You know, there's a reason we have these teeth called incisors is because our species, you know, eats meat,
yeah.
You know, and we get a lot of the minerals that we need, you know, from meat.
You've got a great smile.
It's the circle of life.
Yeah.
You know, can you be healthy just being vegan? Yes, you can. But you better know how to eat.
You need to get the proteins, right?
That's the whole key, the protein.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not seeing that. I'm not seeing that in my friends.
That's what I tell people. You go to a health food store, and the people there don't look so healthy.
No,
they're not looking
all.
So hot.
You go to a butcher shop, Abundanza.
And on that note, we will see you next time.
Prosciutto.
On Living Out Loud.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening.
We'll see you and your prosciutto.
Yeah.